Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Berlin today addressing Russian threats against Ukraine. Last night in a press conference, President Biden appeared to anticipate an invasion.
My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
And he suggested the U.S. and NATO might tolerate a minor incursion into Ukraine.
And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
Now, Biden tried to walk back that statement today, saying any troops crossing the border would constitute an invasion. But when talks are this delicate, every word counts. Let's talk now to Melinda Herring. She's deputy director of the Atlanta Council's Eurasia Center. Melinda, welcome.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Now, President Biden said he thinks Putin will move in, perhaps inadvertently using his outside voice. You've been saying this for months. Do you still expect an invasion?
Yes. Yesterday was a disaster. I don't know why Joe Biden decided to take off his presidential hat and put on his think tank hat. But look, he acknowledged that it was Putin's decision. He ceded the initiative to him. He differentiated between an incursion and an all-out invasion and said that the response would be different. And he said that there's differences among allies. He ultimately said that Putin will go in because he doesn't see an off-ramp. It's really shocking that he said this. You got it right. The White House tried to walk it back, and they've said a lot of good things. But now really is the moment for Biden to step up on the deterrence piece. The White House hasn't done that. They need to be sending more material to Ukraine, and they also NATO needs to be stepping up its posture in Eastern Europe. But yes, it looks more likely. War looks more likely as a result of the failure of last week's talks as well.
Yeah, and just for the rest of us, can you step back and help us understand why you think it's in Putin's interest for his legacy, for his messaging, for his worldview to indeed have Russian troops invade Ukraine?
Sure. So there's at least five reasons why I think it's go time for Putin. One is that he's an aging autocrat and he's thinking about his legacy, Scott. So if you want to be a great Russian leader, you take big swaths of land. And when Vladimir Putin talks about who he admires Ivan the Great and Stalin. That's consistent in his statements. The second reason is he can. He looks at the world and he sees weakness everywhere. There's no real leader in Europe. Merkel's gone. The U.S. looks really weak and obsessed with climate, with China, with COVID. And after Afghanistan and Joe Biden's polling numbers are declining, he sees weakness all over the map. He also had a really good year last year. Energy prices are up. He got the meetings with the United States. So really, there's never been a better time for him to go in. Fiona Hill, my colleague at Brookings, has said that, and she's absolutely right. Number three, I would say, is he can afford it. They have a huge amount of international reserves right now. It's about 38% of its GDP. They can afford to do a large-scale military incursion if they want to. And then point four and five. So Putin spent a lot of time last year, and his cronies did, talking about Ukraine. They wrote this long 5,000-word essay, and they said, Ukraine is not a real country. Its leaders are not legitimate. Russia's historic lands sit on Ukraine. And those statements, there's many of them, but they now look like a justification for war. Like Putin is trying to convince the Russian people that this is the way to go. And then the fifth reason, Putin is sick and tired of Volodymyr Zelensky. Volodymyr Zelensky is the president of Ukraine. He was elected 2 years ago, and he'd never held office before. And Putin was super excited. He said, God, I'm going to be able to fool this guy. And he wasn't able to get a deal with Zelensky. And Zelensky has embraced NATO membership with the zeal of a convert. He won't stop talking about it. And Putin also sees support for Ukraine growing. Putin sees support for NATO growing in Ukraine. It's at 58%. So all these reasons lead me to believe that Putin is serious about going in.
Now,
yet again.
Melinda, very, very quickly, Antony Blinken is speaking in Berlin tonight. You've mentioned the importance from the U.S. perspective of sanctions or stepping those up. What, in your view, is or should be on the list that the U.S. and NATO should consider?
So the White House has said that we're going to do three things if Putin goes in again. We're going to throw the meanest, nastiest package of sanctions you've ever seen, Vladimir Putin. We're going to put more and more defensive material in Ukraine, and we're going to increase the force posture of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. We need to be doing that now. We need to be putting more troops in Eastern Europe now. That's how you get Vladimir Putin's attention. But Scott, you asked at the beginning if war is more likely, and I just got off the phone with folks in Kiev, and they say that there's 120,000 to 140,000 Russian soldiers surrounding Ukraine. If you want a full-scale land invasion going into Kiev, you need either 200,000 minimum, probably more like 300,000. So there's not enough Russian soldiers yet for a full-scale land invasion. And my folks are saying, watch the movement of people, of Russian soldiers, and fuel. Those are the things that analysts are watching now. And they would indicate that that Russia is moving forward with a full-scale invasion.
Melinda Herring of the Atlantic Council, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.